You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Joined in the line by the South African editor of The Africa Report, Crystal Audison, on the line to us from Cape Town. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, Gog.
So some worrying developments in Mozambique after an attack on a village where some of those villagers were beheaded. And now there are concerns about domestic terror in Mozambique.
Absolutely, Gog. At least 10 people have been beheaded in northern Mozambique by what police say an Islamist militant group. Children are reported to be amongst those targeted in the attack in the Cabo Delgado province, which is also a mining hub and home to the new gas finds in northern Mozambique. So known locally as Al-Shabaab, the group was formed in 2015 as a religious organization, but then started with some sporadic attacks in the region around 2017. Now, this time, information is still sketchy, but it's believed that a chief who apparently had helped police with information on the activities of this group was targeted. Police have arrested more than 200 people in connection with the attacks. Now, also what we see is that big teams of security teams have been dispatched to the areas to gather information. And we also see that the Mozambican Parliament some weeks ago had approved a bill that would punish acts of terrorism with jail terms of up to 24 years. But the government have been reluctant to call it outright Islamist attacks because, of course, it would then create fear within communities. But I think the government, of course, now cannot ignore what is really happening in the north of the country, Gog.
And with our other neighbour, Zimbabwe, there's been a fresh bid to arrest former President Robert Mugabe's ally and the former information minister, Minister Jonathan Moyo.
Yes, Gog. Now, if we can remember, Jonathan Moyo was the ultimate spin doctor, always coming out with something new within ZANU-PF and, of course, defending Mugabe. He happened to have escaped the country just after the ouster of Mugabe last year. But now there's a fresh bid by state security agencies, and they're saying they've engaged Interpol to help in the search and extradition of the former minister. He also later became the higher education minister, and they want him to stand trial for some alleged money laundering activities within the higher education department. Now, during his tenure as higher education department, he and three officials, the state alleged, had used money that was supposed to be used for higher education purposes. They then used it to actually buy different things, and it was later given to the chiefs, all seen as part of a political move. So we now see that the Anti-Corruption Commission and the police say they're engaging with Interpol because they really want him to account for what's happened within that department. And so now we see that, of course, President Mnangagwa has been very tough on corruption, but some people are saying like they really want Jonathan Moyo, one of the key architects, to come and account. And it's quite interesting that even though he's out of the country, he's still very active with his tweets and with what's happening within ZANU-PF, and of course being very critical of President Mnangagwa.
Crystal, thank you very much for your time this morning. It was a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you.
That's Crystal Audison, the South African editor of the Africa Report.